So as was mentioned last night, one of the invitations here is what we're calling a phone ceremony. And I want to just talk a little bit more about this. Well, first of all, I'd like to mention that it's a big basket. So it also can hold other devices like tablets and laptops that might also be here. So when we say phones, we could just include those items. And just to say a little bit more about why this invitation is here, that these devices often, for some of us, many of us, I would think, these tools have come to be an interface for us with our world. They capture what we see, and project what we want to be seen with our selfies, you know, and posting, look, and projecting something that we want to be seen. And they sometimes can tell us who to talk to, right? This is who I'm getting messages from. This is who I'm talking to. And that's like who I'm going to hear from. But it also in some ways informs who we're going to talk to, who we're interacting with. They tell us where to be next. Where am I next? I often don't know until I'm told, like, I don't know where I am tomorrow. I don't know. Right now, this is what's happening. But so we rely on it to tell us where I'm going and where I've been. Sometimes they can even be telling us what to eat if we're using, you know, apps to support healthy eating. But of course, they also tell us all the things that we have yet to do. Our never-ending to-do list. So we will never feel accomplished or good enough because that to-do list just keeps being added to. And so it becomes this filter between our experience of the world, and we're inviting a different way of being here. If you're keeping your phone just because you need it as an alarm clock and you're able to not use other functions on it, that's fine. But also we can get more alarm clocks if that's needed. Also, the bells you're taking care of. When the bell will tell us, oh, something's changing. Then we can go and look at a schedule and see, oh, I'm coming to the hall, or it's a meal time, or so we can just rely on each other, supporting each other by the bell ringing, that we don't always have to know what time it is. What? We can just be and, oh, a bell. Something's changing. What's where? What? And it's pretty sweet. Can be, yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do is, first of all, make sure your device is powered off, turned off. And I'm going to ring the bowl each time one is put in the basket. So you can just kind of come up to the side here and just slowly take your time, just walk through, place it in, and you know, however you want, however that feels resonant for you, and we'll ring the bell. Okay. So come up when you're ready.
Ha ha ha.
And this is for the three that were already in the basket. And for the ones that were left in the car or at home. And for those that are yet to be relinquished. You still can, at any time, just give it to Elizabeth if you want. Just see how that's feeling in the body to have participated in that. How is that landing right now? Okay, so the rest of this period now is going to be some instructions for how to practice today. And it will include some moving around in this space and orienting to where we are. We're still really in the process of arriving here. You know, we kind of came in with our momentous energy and dropped into retreat and have never been here and go. And then we had whatever kind of night we had in the new bed, new space, all of that. And we're still landing, still just landing here. So this is what our practice will focus on this morning. And then we'll have some time just to sit together. So, right now, while you're sitting, if you could just let your eyes be gently open, perhaps the eyes resting down, and let the peripheral vision open up a little bit. And see that there's this different way of eyes receiving the experience we call seeing, vision, light, shape. That we can see all these colors being received, each other around us, the space around us in our soft, peripheral, open, gentle vision. And with that seeing, there's an awareness of where you are in this space. You could see in the periphery or your legs or hands. You can see your relationship to where you are in this space. Aware of who is beside you, around you, in front of you. And see, how does this feel in the body? Now, with awareness staying in the body, gently come up to standing. Like we did last night, feel the experience of standing. Keep the eyes open for now So there's an awareness of where you are in the space, who is near you. And just feel, body is standing. Here. Here. Here now. Just feel standing here now. And in just another few moments, I'm going to invite us to move through this space, to walk gently, slowly, quietly, just with our eyes resting so we're aware of where each other are, and looking around the space, taking time to orient to this room. And you can let the eyes look at things and just explore and move through the room for a few minutes. Okay, so gently begin moving around the room. And just allow yourself to look around. Become familiar with the walls and the art. Let the eyes be open. We want to orient to where we are. Not walking meditation right now. Just orientation to the room. See what's here. Check out the corners and sides, fronts and back of the space. And you might unavoidably be noticing a lot of the religious icons that are in the room. And as that's happening, notice what the response is in the body. Is there familiarity? Is there aversion? Is there liking? Is there curiosity? You can touch things if you like. Looking up, seeing the space above, keep moving. When you feel comfortable and familiar with this space, you can return to the area where you're currently sitting, but not sitting yet. And as you're coming back to the place where your seat currently is, float the invitation, where would I like to be in this space? We ask that we not move further back than just that first riser, and not further forward than kind of that line that we have here. But to feel into what's going to really support comfort and ease for my being in these few days here. Would it feel good to have a wall at my back, or to be closer to a door, or to see the door? Or, depending on your relationship with the religious icons, is it comforting for me to be turned towards, to see, or to turn away from and not? To, you know, protect the sense doors in that way. Know that you do not need to worry about others' feelings if you choose to move, that each of us will take care of ourselves. So take this time now to move your seat if you wish. There's space closer in front, there's lots of space further back. You might just want to slide out a bit. Just see what would really feel comfortable. If hearing is difficult, it might be really supportive to you to come closer. If you're not sure, maybe just keep walking around and see, is there another place needed? If you feel okay where you are, you can take your seat. We just like to be able to see from where we are, so sorry, just a little bit over so that you could be turned towards the window if you like, but just so you're kind of in our line of vision is really helpful. Thank you.
It's some of us have bad necks and sitting up here is really hard, for me at least. Thank you.
So if you feel like you've found a space that feels supportive and comfortable, you can take your seat. So know that this is something you can tweak. As conditions change, something else might be needed. And for this retreat, we're inviting you to feel into that and take care. Mm-hmm. And also, as was mentioned earlier, at some points, laying down might feel like it's needed, and we just ask if you could check in with Molly or myself before doing that, just so we can give you some support about how to do that in a skillful way. Okay, just let this land where you are for a moment. Maybe with the eyes open for a moment and just see the different relationship of where you are in the space and who's near you, how much space you have around you. Just with that soft peripheral vision. So now If it feels appropriate for you, I'm going to guide a little activation and then releasing experience. So thinking now of maybe what you hoped to achieve or receive on this weekend retreat. For very many of us here, this is a first retreat, and it's a long overdue retreat, and it's been very difficult to get away from all of the responsibilities, and it's quite miraculous to be here at all. And so there may be some real strong wishes of what you hope to receive. And maybe underneath that, there could even be some unspoken wishes, not even articulated to yourself, perhaps, for something like really grand, like freedom, or ease, or peace, or enlightenment. Let's just put it out there. And so just let it show if what expectations may have come with us. And then just for a few moments here, we're going to really let ourselves think about how much we want it. How much we really want freedom. How much we really want peace and ease. And most of us being the type of caregivers that get things done and get a lot of things done, we can sometimes come to our practice with a lot of striving. I'm going to meditate and I'm going to leave peaceful and I'm going to receive a lot of rest. So exaggerate that feeling a little bit for yourself. Let it build how much you want this. And picture yourself now as a most excellent meditator. Someone that's going to get it just right this weekend. Picture yourself as that. I am going to be the best meditator. And exaggerate it a little bit. Let it build. And allow the body to take the shape, the form, the posture of that energy. Begin to feel it in the body. Exaggerate it a little bit. And let the body take that shape. Add in another little sprinkle of effort and striving if you don't have enough there yet. Top it up. So for me, as I feel this taking shape for me, my shoulders lift up. My neck is getting tight. My tongue is trying to press its way through the roof of my mouth. My belly has gotten tight. And if I worked at it a little bit longer, I'd get a nice crease right between the eyebrows happening. A good dose of effort right there. Feel it. Really, really let it build for a moment and feel how is this sensation in the body. Just for another moment. And now drop it. Drop it. Let it go. Let it go. Take a breath. Let it go. Just this body sitting. What does that feel like? Can I just let this body just sit without trying to be? Oh. Let it drop. And then we're greeting ourselves. Good morning, dear one. You might like to touch a hand to the heart or the belly or the face. Hello, sweetheart. I've missed you. Good morning. We're here now. Here now, I'm here now. Hello, sweetheart. I've missed you. And you can use this touch at any time, through any practice, through the day. This hello. This grounding touch point. This hello. How does that feel in the body to just be here now with your full being? And you can keep the hand resting there or return it any time, or you could rest the hands in the lap whenever you're ready. Just feeling this body sitting here, this heart, mind, energy, being, our most intimate life partner, our own being. And gently opening to the experience that's being received by our whole being in this moment, which includes the experience of hearing. We did some practice with seeing around this space, and now the eyes could rest either closed or gently down. And open the body and ears to being intimate with the experience of hearing that's happening. Sounds of my voice, sounds of each other, sounds of the building, sounds from within this body, and sounds from outside of this space. And notice that we don't have to do anything. You're not making hearing happen. Dropping the effort and just receiving the experience of vibration meeting the body that we call hearing. No effort needed. And all of these sound experiences are arising and passing, moving through. And we keep awakening to and being curious about, right now, it's like this. Here now. This embodied experience of receiving sound is happening in this body, here and now. And we can turn our attention now gently towards the other aspects that are felt in this physical experience of present moment. Feeling the sense of sitting, the weightedness of the hips, settledness of legs, contact of feet, and allowing the muscles to let go a little bit so the bones can drop into this seat. allowing the body to rest. And receiving the experience of being held by the earth. You are held. If strong sensation or restlessness is arising in the body, include that in your care. Not to move in a reactive way, but to move in a caring way. With gentle touch and just moving as much as is needed to bring some ease and care. And then resting again. If strong sensation arises in the form of thoughts, emotions, things to do or things that have been, invite an experience of this as light as the hearing. To just know this is passing through, These thoughts are arising and passing. I don't need to fix anything right now. Just being here. And noticing what else is happening. There's sound. There's sensations. Coolness, warmth. Pressure, contact. Texture, movements, if contraction and effort and striving has slipped back in, just gently know how that feels in the body. And bring kindness. Bring kindness. Anytime you feel overwhelmed, you can use that comforting touch or opening to hearing or gently open eyes. And then if you feel ease with that, you could rest again. Just feeling this body sitting. This next period is for walking meditation. We have very beautiful conditions here. Very supportive. And we have unscented sunscreen. So you can walk outdoors or indoors. If you're walking inside, you could walk a portion of a hall back and forth, or you could walk in the lounge, this area with the windows and the fireplace. We call the lounge. And if you're walking in the lounge, we walk back and forth from the window to the posts. This direction, back and forth on a path. Back and forth, and so we can just make rows there. That length of space from window to post is a good length. That walking much further than that can become just going for a walk, which is different than walking meditation. Or it can become wandering, and the awareness will also wander. And if it's too short, it becomes pacing. And the mind might get tight as the body gets tight. So whatever space you're choosing, indoor or out, you choose a length of space that you walk back and forth on. And wherever you're doing your practice, if you're walking outside, please keep it kind of around the building, because as you may know, the bell is being rung just out the front door on this path and out that back garden area, and so you want to be within hearing range of the bell. There's free time later in the afternoon to go for a walk, where you can just go further afield if you like. This is inviting a continuity of our awareness, that you really are arriving and settling into being here now. So when you come to your place where you're going to walk, you begin standing. So we've done some standing meditation, so you just stand. And you can have the eyes open with that soft gaze as we practiced here, where we were just sitting with our soft, open, peripheral gaze. And we could see where we were and see colors and shapes, and without needing to get them and reach out and take it all in and look. There's a kind of a receptive experience. So you can stand and just be aware of where you are. Just stand and be aware, here, now, standing. And then as you begin to walk, we invite the interest and delight and fascination of feet. So awesome. So neglected. So not paid attention to, usually in our daily lives. So it's something to be interested in. Just feet. Wow. Feet walking, and feel lifting and touching, placing, moving, as if it hasn't been known before. Very interesting. And if it feels like a safe piece of ground that you're on, you could walk in bare feet if that feels comfortable and helpful to you. Of course, at times the attention is going to be drawn off to other thoughts of our pasts and future and to-dos and distractions that are around in the space. Just like we just practiced here, we notice, that's showing up and it's moving through. And right now I'm paying attention to feet walking. When you get to the end of the space that you're walking in, stopping and feel the feet turning. So it's not like, check, got one done, turn, start again. That we keep an attention with turning the feet as they move into turning, pause, walking. And be aware gently when the inclination may come that may show up as boredom or, yeah, I did that, that's good, let's go do something else now. And just rest into the invitation that's here of this form. Just rest into, oh, let me just see if I can stay interested in walking. And it's a support for the body to move from sitting to walking, sitting to walking. It'll bring some energy and awaken bodily awareness. So it's important, yeah. I think that's all. Anything else? Yeah? Okay, into walking.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.